If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right now, time to talk movies. Sam Hollis is a hardworking producer here at RNZ National. He's a good man, and he somehow finds time to review movies as well. Hello.
Hello. What an intro. Love it.
Thanks, Jesse. Always sit that far away from the microphone, Sam.
Yeah. I don't know. I like to be comfortable. I like to be loosey-goosey.
Hey, it's nice to be in the same room together, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a rare treat. Happy to be here with you.
I'm sorry I'm so grumpy today.
That's all right.
I have all sorts of technical problems. Sam, why isn't this working? Yeah. I can't hear the pip, Sam.
Like a whinging, moaning child across
from me.
Where
are the tea bags?
That's right. I feel a little bit. I've been playing secretary. Although you did compliment my coffee that I made you earlier.
Yeah.
I'd like to get that out to the listeners.
Yeah. Spread the word. If anyone needs the coffee, Sam Hollis at RNZ on the terrace.
Exclusively flat whites, but, you know.
The way the media industry is going, it might be good to have some barista skills. Anyway, your job here is safe for now because you do a great job. But I'm really interested in both these movies you're talking about today. So do you want to start with Late Night with the Devil?
Yeah, the big one out this week. So Late Night with the Devil, this is a new horror film from Australian writer-director duo Cameron and Colin Kenz. It's out in cinemas now. And this stars Dust Malchian, who spoke to earlier in the week.
I did, yeah. I wasn't sure if you, because you've been working on the panel this week, but yeah, it was a real treat to speak to him. No, lovely guy.
It sounded like you really enjoyed it, which was cool. And people all know him from his many amazing supporting roles that he's played in the likes of The Dark Knight, Prisoners, June, Oppenheimer. He's really had a foot in some of the most massive movies over the last 15 years.
Which is impressive because he looks just like a normal guy, right?
Yeah,
like, there's no reason why you would particularly cast him. He's just obviously got that kind of everyman appeal.
I think that's what you want for a character actor, though. Those great character actors are often the ones who are the least assuming people.
Yeah.
And that sort of gives them license to go in any crazy direction they want.
Yeah.
And that's certainly what he does here when he steps into the lead role. So here he's playing Jack Delroy, who is the host of a late night talk show in the late 70s. The setup is that he's a fairly popular host on his show Night Owl, but the ratings are dipping rapidly. His life is in a bit of personal turmoil. There's lots of rumours swirling around the press about him, and Johnny Carson, the host of The Tonight Show at the time, is just wiping the floor with him. So, in an effort to boost his ratings, he plans a special occult-themed show for Halloween night, and his guests there include a psychic medium, a magician-turned-skeptic, and a parapsychologist who comes on with a little girl who she claims is possessed by the devil. And the film basically hands you all that in the first few minutes, and then the rest of the runtime is presented as the master tape of this late night episode. Really clever structure. So I found this to be a really interesting film. It keeps one foot kind of firmly in the supernatural horror world and the other firmly in the world of satire, where it's almost parodying this sense of a late 70s talk show and kind of the craziness that world was at the time. And that's quite a tightrope walk, but I think it did a really nice job of it. And there are moments, where it's really particularly taking the piss out of the seriousness of the late night world at that time. And those are the parts that really got me. I am a little bit obsessed with late night culture and just American late night TV kind of the history of it. So for me personally, that was a lot of fun.
Johnny Carson, of course, is a real person. So,
exactly.
This is a fictional show up against a non-fictional juggernaut of a talk show.
Yeah, and that does lean into what was going on at that time, because you did have a lot of these talk shows coming out. You know, you had Carol Burnett and Joan Rivers and things, so it wasn't uncommon for everyone to come along and try to topple Johnny's crown, but it would never happen. So I love that this kind of leaned into that and played into that moment of kind of pop culture history. But that isn't to say that this isn't a scary horror film, because because a lot of the scary moments did really work for me as well.
It seems really scary.
There are some really extreme moments, I'll say that. And some of it is sort of comes across a little bit over the top and a little bit goofy, but not in a bad way. I think that it's just leaning into that more satirical edge that it has as well. And it never feels like it's taking itself too seriously, which is kind of what I like in a horror film. And back to David Dastmalchian, he really is spectacular in this lead role. It's just so cool to see him finally get a role like this.
He took some convincing, he was saying, to do it. He just wasn't sure if he was up to creating this character.
Yeah, I think because, you know, a late night host is such a specific sort of personality that you have to be able to bring.
You've got to believe it.
Yeah, exactly. You do. This whole film would crumble if you did not buy into him as a late night talk show host, and you completely do, and you completely feel this kind of kinetic energy and motivation that drives him to take down Carson the whole time. So all in all, I really enjoyed watching this. The only downside for me maybe was the ending. It was appropriately crazy and wild, but maybe a little bit too ambiguous for my liking. I won't spoil anything, but I do like an ambiguous ending, but this, I think, just didn't quite sort of bring all the pieces together in the way that I hoped it would. But aside from that, I really had a lot of fun with this. I think it's destined to become one of those kind of cult horror films that will have a real dedicated fan base. I think for non-horror fans, this is going to be a bit of a stretch. Like, I don't think this would be a good entry point because it is very extreme. But if you are a horror fan, this is completely unmissable, and you just have to see this in a cinema, because this is going to be one where, the you know, being part of the audience, being part of the community, all experiencing it at the same time, that's going to be the fun in this film.
Rotten Tomatoes, 97%.
Doesn't surprise me. Yeah, yeah.
That's critics.
That's the critic score.
Audience 82%.
So. Which I feel like that's got to be rare for a horror film, because horror films kind of either work for you or they don't. They kind of, it's one extreme or the other. So that's really encouraging to see it getting that kind of reception. And yeah, that, like, there's, you just feel like there's a lot of love that's gone into this from the acting side, from the directors who also wrote and edited the film. It just feels like a really, really special horror film.
Thank you. Sam Hollis in as our movie reviewer, and oh, I'm so excited about this one. It's called Steve! Exclamation mark.
Yeah, I was wondering if you're going to say the full title, because it's incredibly confusing. Steve! Exclamation mark, brackets, Martin, in brackets, a documentary in two pieces.
Right, I thought that was your note. Okay.
No, that's actually the title. So yeah, this is a two-part documentary about the cultural phenomenon of comedian Steve Martin. This is available to stream now on Apple TV Plus. This was directed by Morgan Neville, who is the name behind some of my favourite documentaries over the past sort of 10 years or so, particularly the film Won't You Be My Neighbour, which was all about the life of Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers' Neighbourhood, which is just one of the most touching documentaries I've ever seen. And he also did the film Roadrunner, which was the one about Anthony Bourdain a couple of years ago. Both really fantastic documentaries. So I had a lot of stakes going into this. And this is presented as two 90-minute documentaries. The first one is titled Then, and the second one is titled Now. Huh. So Then focuses exclusively on his rise to fame in stand-up comedy and ends when he retires in 1980. Cool. Really clever way to do it, eh? And then Now obviously catches up with him to the present day, focusing more on his film career and his sort of later life as he is now. And Steve himself is ever present in the documentary. He's telling his own story here, along with family members, other comedians. Jerry Seinfeld's in there, Martin Short, obviously, who he's worked with a bunch. So a really, really great collection of people came together on this. I mean, this was tailor-made for me, really. I'm a huge fan of Morgan Neville's documentaries, like I said, and I'm a huge admirer of Steve Martin, so maybe no surprise, but I thought this was brilliant.
Yeah, and you're a big behind the scenes comedy guy as well.
Yeah, I love getting.
Have you read his book, Born Standing Up?
I have, yeah. I have, and also one of the most brilliant books about comedy I've ever read.
Great.
And
did I lend you that book?
No,
I've lent my copy to somebody.
I think I offered to lend it to you, and you're like, no, I've read it, been there, done that. Yeah. But the first part of this documentary is basically an adaptation of that book, because it's leading from his start in show business to when he retired from stand-up comedy. And that is maybe the more interesting aspect for me, but both these films are brilliantly done. And I think it was smart to produce it as two documentaries, because there's just so much to squeeze in. It kind of does feel like one giant 3-hour exploration of his life, but I think breaking it into those two distinct parts, his life before and after stand-up, was a really clever way to do it. And I think, you know, it's easy with these documentaries, I think I've said it before, to kind of feel like a Wikipedia page. So having Steve in there really made a difference to this. And it did a great job of really getting you into the thought process that Steve had behind his comedy and just the extreme attention to detail that he would put into every millisecond of his act. Yeah. And it shows you that in some really interesting visual ways as well. Like, for example, there's a sequence where Steve is talking about the vigorous note taking that he would do to work out, you know, he would have every beat of his act worked out on paper. He would analyze all the different possible outcomes that the audience could have. He would write a little self-report on each show he did. And this is sort of, in the film, this is presented as sort of his diary, and it's animated to sort of, yeah, really sort of visualize the amount of thought and effort that he put
that's
into this.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah, and it's
you don't
just
often see that in a documentary, do you?
No, and I think that's down to Morgan Neville, because the other documentaries of his that I've seen really do that as well, where they're just looking for a way to really get you in someone's mind. It's not just clips of him on stage with some narration. It's a lot more thought gone into it.
Who's
like
the one who did the big Civil War documentaries, the big long documentaries?
Ooh.
And he mic'd someone, and he pioneered the thing where you just take a still photo and you slowly kind of zoom and pan over the photo as someone's telling the story, which is kind of one way of doing it, right?
Yeah,
supplementing
exactly.
a lack of footage but still telling the story.
Yeah. And it does things like that, even though with a subject like Steve Martin, you obviously have so much footage to work with. It's not going to make do with just showing you clips from The Tonight Show for 3 hours, you know.
Although you'd be happy.
I'd be very happy,
Thanks, Sam. Worth a look on Apple TV Plus, huh?
Apple TV Plus, yep. For a comedy fan, it's an absolute must. And I think, you know, Steve Martin is such a cultural icon that spans so many decades and generations that I think there's really something for everyone in this. Mm. So do check it out. It's really worth it.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.